Samuel, a man of strict integrity, how many retiring from a position of responsibility as a judge, can say in regard to their purity, "Which of you convinceth me of sin? Who can prove that I have turned aside from my righteousness to accept bribes? I have never stained my record as a man who does judgment and justice." Who today can say what Samuel said when he was taking leave of the people of Israel, because they were determined to have a king? Brave, noble judge. But it is a sorrowful thing that a man of the strictest integrity should have to humble himself to make his own defense. Faithfulness leads to honor at the end. The honor accorded him who is concluding his work is of far more worth than the applause and congratulations which those receive who are just entering upon their duties, and who have yet to be tested. One may easily lay off his burdens, when even the enemies of truth acknowledge his fidelity. But how many of our great men close their official labors in disgrace, because they have sacrificed principle for gain or honor? The desire to be popular, the temptations of wealth or ease, lead them astray. Men who connive at sin may appear to prosper, they may triumph because their undertaking seem crowned with success, but God's eye is upon these proud boasters. He will reward them as their works have been. The greatest outward prosperity cannot bring happiness to those who are not at peace with God or with themselves. Perpetual obligation of the law. The law of God was not given to the Jews alone. It is of worldwide and perpetual obligation. He that offendeth in one point is guilty of all. Its 10 precepts are like a chain of 10 links. If one link is broken, the chain becomes worthless. Not a single precept can be revoked or changed to save the transgressor. While families and nations exist, while property, life, and character must be guarded, while good and evil are antagonistic, and a blessing or a curse must follow the acts of men, so long must the divine law control us. When God no longer requires men to love Him supremely, to reverence His name, and to keep the holy Sabbath, when He permits them to disregard the rights of their fellow men, to hate and injure one another, then, and not till then, will the moral law lose its force.